Idaho, USA, September 5th, 2023. Christ, only Christ, proclaiming Him, following Him. Youth camps. Our 3 weeks of youth camps started on July 17th. One camp every week. First was the boys' camp. Boys' camp this year was extraordinary. We know of 5 boys that asked the Lord to save them, and many others who came from broken homes showed great spiritual sensitivity during the week. As one of these boys talked to the team leader, he said in tears, "My dad has destroyed my childhood, but I want to follow the Lord. I want to be a man of God." We felt like many people must have been fervently praying for this camp. Thank you. Trip to America. Right after the youth camps ended, we left on a long trip to the U.S. It's been wonderful. On our way to the border, we visited some dear friends in northern Mexico who are trying to reach an indigenous group called the Tarahumaras. We crossed the border in El Paso, and to celebrate our arrival in America, we went to Chick-fil-A. On our way north, we camped here, somewhere in the middle of New Mexico. We got to visit some close friends in Colorado Springs. We really enjoyed getting to spend a few days with my cousins and uncle and aunt in Kansas City. After our time in Kansas City, we drove to Des Moines and attended an evangelism training camp called the Testify Camp. We learned a lot and got to do evangelism in the Iowa State Fair every afternoon for 3 days. Every day we found Hispanic people to talk with, and we were able to clearly share the gospel with many of them. One of my favorite conversations during the week was with a couple from Guadalajara, Mexico. When I asked them if they had any spiritual beliefs, the woman responded, "Well, I'm an agnostic." I was able to tell her about some friends in Mexico who are atheists with whom we have studied the Bible. This seemed to make her feel more comfortable, and I proceeded to explain how important the Bible was to me, how it had answered life's biggest questions and saved me from taking my own life when I was younger. After this, I said, "I think I can prove to you in less than 30 seconds that God exists." Both of them were very attentive as I spoke. "Every building has a builder, and every painting has a painter, and that proves that creation had to have a creator." As I slowly said this, they seemed very thoughtful. I encouraged them to read the Bible for themselves, and as they were leaving, the man said to me, "Thank you for what you are doing. You do it really well." I didn't get their names, but I continued to pray for them and trust that a seed was sown in their hearts. We are so grateful to all the families and different individuals that organize this outreach and training camp each year. After leaving Des Moines, we started heading west on I-90 and spent the night in South Dakota, our first time to visit Waldrug. We also went to Yellowstone. And finally, we arrived with my grandparents in Moses Lake, Washington. Kayla had never met them before, and getting to see them was one of the main purposes of this trip. We had a great time with them. Now we are on our way back to Mexico, but our car started overheating on the way home. We were close to Kimberly, Idaho, where a dear friend of the family was willing to let us stay with her. Not only that, but one of her sons has a nice shop, and he was willing to let us use it so we can get our car fixed. Right now, we are just waiting for the new parts to arrive, and we will be back on the road, Lord willing. On this trip, we have covered around 4,000 miles, and we could have broken down anywhere. We are so grateful to the Lord for His merciful providence and our amazing family in Christ. What's next? We are thrilled to announce that we are expecting our first baby, and the due date is January 25th. We are very excited and are trusting the Lord to take care of us and our baby. We are planning to do the birth in Little Rock, Arkansas, Lord willing. As soon as we get home from this trip, the church will be doing our annual Mexican Independence Day outreach on September 15th. There's a new group of young people living at the camp now, and we plan to help disciple them. We continue running the Javila bookstore at the camp. There's an Amor Divino outreach planned for October, as well as a week-long bike trip and a wedding. We have a second wedding planned for November, and after that our annual family camp. December is always very busy with Christmas outreaches and church activities. Thank you all for praying. The Lord is doing great things. Nathan and Kayla, yours in Christ. Our Lord, come.